Chazar says, "Echinish mas habacha yicheskel shraga ben Avram Yehuda." Sechter brachas das chavtes. Bichalafta ben Shaul explains that the seven brachas of Shabbos mina Esrei are keneged the seven times that it says koil in the perek of Al Hamoyim. Rabbi Yitzchak of Kartignin explains that the nine brachas in Rosh Hashanah Shmoneh Esrei are connected to the nine names of Hashem, the mentions of the name of Hashem in Chana's Tefillah, and Chana was remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Chelba explains that 24 brachas on a Tainish Shmoneh Esrei are connected to the 24 Lashons of Akoshes that Shlomo used when he was trying to get the doors to open to allow in the Aron HaKodesh by the Beis HaMikdash. As you said, Rabbi Yeshua said, you say every day Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. Rav says this means that every bracha is said, but only the beginning and the end of the bracha without the whole middle. Shmuel says that no, you say the first three, you say the last three, but the middle 13 are combined into one bracha where the idea of each of the 13 brachas is mentioned. The Lashon of Havinenu. Abai would curse someone who davened with Havinenu. Rav Nachman and Shmuel said you can say Havinenu all year long except for Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Tov because you need to put in Havdalah and that you can't do in Havinenu. You can't just add it as another bracha because the Nusach of Havinenu only has seven brachas and you can't put it, why can't we just put it into Havinenu, into the idea? Kasha, that remains a Kasha. Rabbi Abai says you can't say Havinenu during the winter because you have to say V'sein Talamot L'Bracha and that is not a part of Havinenu. You can't just put it into Havinenu because it will lead someone to get mixed up. Although normally someone can make up if he forgets to say V'sein Talamot, or he can say it in Shemei Tefillah. So over here, why can we say it towards the end of Havinenu in Shemei Tefillah? You can't because that's Lechat Chila to put it in Shemei Tefillah. We don't do. If someone forgets, an Echanami. But this is to say Lechat Chila, that we wouldn't do. This brisa says if someone forgets of saying Talmud, he does not have to start again because you can say it in Shemei Tefillah. Another brisa says that you do have to, if you forget saying Talmud, you have to go back and start again. Gemara says Maskana, that the one that says you have to start again is talking about when you remember first after Shemei Tefillah, so you can't put in Shemei Tefillah anymore. And the one that says you don't have to go back is say Shemei Tefillah again is if you remember before Shemei Tefillah, so you can just put it into Shemei Tefillah. Ritanchum in the name of Abbas, in the name of Shumalevi, said if someone forgets Yalav Yovai on Rosh Chodesh or whatever it may be, then you just go back and you start again from Ritzei. You can, as long as you're still in Shemoneh Esrei, you can go back and start Ritzei. Once you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you would have to go ahead and start and say Shemoneh Esrei over. Rav Papa, the son of Rav Acha Bar Adda, explained that's only once you took three steps back. That's when you'd have to start again. If you have not yet taken three steps back, you can go back to Ritzei. Rav Nachman Yitzchak adds, that's also only if normally someone after taking three steps back does not continue to say Tachanunim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he does, then he's still considered to be somewhat in middle Shemoneh Esrei and he can just go back to Ritzei. Others say that Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that the only time that if you go back to Ritzei when you didn't yet take three steps back is if you're still saying Tachnunim. But if you finish saying Tachnunim and now you're just waiting to take three steps back, and then at that point you remember, so you would have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei again. Mishnah Seder Rileza says someone who makes his tefillah keva, it's not a valid tefillah. The Mishnah says ain't tefillah say Tachnunim. What does keva mean? So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi in the name of Rabbi Shaya says it means someone who makes his tefillah like it's a burden to him. But say it means someone who doesn't like use it as a chance to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachamim. Rabbi Yaakov say it refers to someone who is not mechadish something, doesn't have a new idea in his tefillah. Abayah Bar Oven and Ruchanina Bar Oven say that it refers to someone who doesn't daven with the redness of the sun, meaning he doesn't daven chakras in the morning at sunrise and mincha in the evening towards sunset. In Eretz Yisrael, they get upset if someone would daven mincha so late because they were afraid that they would miss the time and would be too late to daven mincha. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yeshua said, if someone's in a makom sakana, he davens at tefillah katzara. And he davened bechol, and one of the lashon of the Mishnah was, he says, bechol parshas ha'ibur. Chista in the name of Mar Ukva said this refers to that we say that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if you're full of anger, like a pregnant woman, still we ask that you give us our needs. Others say that Chista in the name of Mar Ukva said that even if they, at a time when they're Shasa Ibr, even when the time when the Yidden are being over on the Divrei Torah, please give us all our needs. Bryce says someone who's in a place of listim or chayas, he davens at tefillah katzara. Bryce says, what is a tefillah katzara? And brings down many shittos of what it is. Eliezer has a version of tefillah katzara. Rabbi Yeshua has a version of tefillah katzara. Elazar ben Tzadik has a version of tefillah katzara. And finally, the Acherim have a version. The Acherim's version is that we say, Tzarechei Amcha Yisrael Merubim, we have many needs. And but Vedatim Katsara, their mind is limited. Hiratim Vnecha Hashem Alekenesh, Titim, the Chol Echav Yechav Kvedeva Paranasasa, you give everyone what they need. Everybody what they need. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Atfila and Rav Huna Paskins like the Acherim. Gemara brings down that Eliyahu told Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah Hasida, a few things, one of which was when you set out to travel, you should say Tfilas HaDerech. The Gemara then gives a Nusach of Tfilas HaDerech, which is very similar to the Nusach that we have today. Bayis says, always make sure to say B'loshen Rabbim. Yehiratom Necha Hashem Alekeinu, Shetelicheinu. Rav Yaakov, the name of Chista, explains it should be said right away when you start going within the first parsa of travel. Chista says you should say it when you're standing, or Rav Sheshet says you can say it even while you're sitting or traveling. Chista and Rav Sheshet were once traveling together, and Chista got up to say Tfilas HaDerech. Rav Sheshet got up as well. He said, What's the difference between Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzara, Lahalacha? Havinenu, you have to say completely the first three brachas and the last three brachas, only the middle that you shorten. Also, when you reach a safe place, then you actually have to say Over Shemayna Esrei again. Whereas by Tefillah Ketzara, you don't say the first three and the last three. It's all that one, the one lashon of bracha. And when you reach a safe place, by Havinenu, you do not have to repeat it again when you get to your safe place. Whereas by Tefillah Ketzara, besides the fact that you don't even say the first three and the last three, when you get home, you do have to say it over a full Shemayna Esrei. Where Pasan's halacha that Havinenu should be said when standing, and Tefillah Ketzara can be said whether standing or sitting or traveling.